beer to your ear. It's time for What's on Tap. What's on Tap on KX93.5.
All right, welcome back to it. My favorite thing to do on a Friday. We are the official radio station of the craft brew scene here in Southern California. It does come with great responsibility. That's why we bring you What's on Tap here on the airwaves every Friday in the 4 p.m. hour and on KX935.com and on iTunes if you can find our podcast as well. Howard Compton's back in the studio. What's up, man?
Hey, thanks. We had a great time last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. What was last week? I can't even remember that far.
Those guys were hoping they could come back again.
Oh, the Bootleggers guys are great.
Yeah, they want to come back.
Yeah, I love all the gifts that they brought with the skateboard deck and all the other things as well, you know?
You know what? It's the first deck I've seen, so you must be pretty special in their eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of weird. Don DeMari is here as well from various shows on KX93.5. Hi.
Hi.
Jim Kennedy as well. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon. Can I ask a quick question of Howard? Or did the Bootleggers guys come through the earthquake okay?
Yes, I sent them an email right away.
Okay, yeah.
They're doing fine.
Great. I was just concerned. Yes. Thanks.
Hey, Jim was very concerned about that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all good. The last thing you need is for a big fermenter to top over, and then that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Exactly.
Hey, Don's on time today.
I was actually early today.
I know. That's a good thing. All right. So today, by the way, any new beer you've tried throughout the week? I tried the Bootleggers Belgium Red that they came out for their anniversary about a year ago. That was good. Yeah. I've had the Drake's Draconic Stout, which is very good as well. And standard Ballast Point Big Eye IPA. That's what I've been digging on as of late.
Yes. I brought you a Whitmer Upheaval.
Awesome.
Tried that. And I think you'll like that, being an IPA guy like you.
Sure, and that's new from Whitmer?
It's an unfiltered IPA.
I'm going to try that later.
Yes.
Right? And they're on the Straub distributing lineup. Again, Straub, an invaluable resource for craft beer and spirits, I guess.
Yes, thank you, Mookie. Yeah. We appreciate that.
No problem. So who'd you bring today?
Today I brought a good friend of mine, and this guy is really passionate about his brands. And this is Bob Beck. He's our brand manager for the Stella brands, and Cidre falls under that. So Bob Beck's here.
Bob Beck. Welcome to the studio, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. So you are, I'm sorry, a brand ambassador or a brand manager?
Brand manager. Yeah. I'm pretty much a Pixlr sidekick at Straub. So I'm in charge of all the ABI families. The Bud family, Bud Light, Stella, Hoegaarden, Beck's, and all those.
Awesome. So not necessarily just Stella. You've got a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So what we're doing this month is supposed to be the Belgium styles, right?
Yes.
And we have so many people here in the studio right now. It's so great. this is not exactly a beer, or is it? See, I want to know more about cider.
No, ciders are made by a cidery.
Yeah.
Beers are made by a brewer, and wine is made by a winery. A lot of people get ciders mixed up with wineries. It's a separate thing. It's made with fresh, this one's made with fresh picked apples. So there's a cider, then there's a perry. Perries are made with pear.
No kidding. But so is there something, I've seen pear ciders before. Is that even a thing, or are they calling it the wrong thing?
They're a cider, but they call them perries.
Oh, okay.
And when they're made with pear.
So we know from beer, from what you've taught us, Howard, is that there's four main ingredients in beer, and that's the hops and the barley and the water and the yeast. Right. So what goes into a good cider?
Apples.
There you go.
Hand-picked apples.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple different types of ciders. There's real dry ciders, and there's real sweet ciders, and there's mm-hmm. ones in the middle. And this one falls in the middle category. It's not too sweet, not too dry. And it's a European cider, so it's a little different here. We use the American-made ones here.
So how am I supposed to pronounce this?
You're supposed to pronounce it cidre.
Cidre.
So it's not cider. It's cidre.
Cidre.
Exactly.
That's just a Spanish name for cider.
The color of it does look like apple juice.
It does. Mm-hmm. And it's actually made with Jonna Gold apples.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a combination of Jonathan and Golden Delicious apples, which was produced in 1940, somewhere around there.
No kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
And where do you have to import those things?
You don't. Yeah. It was originally made in the UK.
Yeah.
But it's grown everywhere. You necessarily don't need to grow it in a warm climate. It mm-hmm. can be grown anywhere, which is
good. That's good.
Exactly.
Right. And this is another Stella brand product.
Yes.
And it doesn't have a storied history like the Stella beers do. I mean, this has been around for only a couple of years now, but so far so good.
Couple of years, yeah. So far it's done great.
Can we try it?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. I was hoping you would ask.
Is there a specific glass we should be using for drinking cider?
These are the baby ones, but aren't they attractive, Don?
They're
like
so
them?
Cute. They look like small wine glasses.
Yes, that's
so
what
are you
it
supposed
is.
To drink it out of those, or can you? Because like yes. usually if you, I was at a restaurant this weekend, a burger place, and they had all different kinds of beer, and they had cider. I tried a pear cider, but they just served it in a regular like beer glass.
And that's not romance in that product. So
well, maybe really, the restaurant right? wasn't no. really that kind of restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're pouring here, look at how much nicer this looks in this
it,
kind of glass.
You poured beautiful. It straight down the middle.
Yes.
And just like a beer, does that unlock the
no,
aromas?
No, it's not not the same way, but I'm in the habit of pouring down the middle, so I do that.
There you go.
This is a very low carbonated. It doesn't over-carbonate when you pour it like a beer does. So let's start off with Don.
Oh, thank you.
Let's do that. Again, this is the What's on Tap segment, courtesy of KX93.5 and Straub Distributing. We've got a cider here today, which is a little bit different, but hey, why not? We'll all learn a thing or two.
It's so good.
Right? Right. So,
we'll get you one
oh,
right
thank
here.
You so much. I'm going to reach over and grab one of these.
Yeah, the glass looks similar to a wine cordial glass, actually, to me.
A wine cordial glass,
yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Is that the term?
Well, that's what it looks like.
It smells great. It does smell like a wine to me. You probably get that a lot, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and how long is the process from picking the apple from the tree to actually getting something in your glass right here?
It depends on the cider. And so they could take a long time, mm-hmm. or you could do them quickly. But it depends on each brewer's, each cidery cider.
Mm-hmm. And where's home base for you guys for the Stella operation?
It's in, you know that, Howard?
Yes, it's in Belgium. This is a European cider. It's made in Belgium. Sorry, I was pouring here.
No problem, man.
I want to make sure everybody gets a little bit.
There we go.
This is actually from Belgium, huh?
Yeah, this is a great alternative to somebody who likes a white wine. This is very refreshing, and somebody could drink this mm-hmm. that likes white wines.
Yeah, right. I love white wine, so that's probably why I like it.
What sort of alcohol content are we working with this?
4.5.
Oh, there you go. So that is very light. Would you go and mow the lawn in your backyard on a weekend and drink one of these, Howard?
I would do it afterwards because it is a little sweeter, so...
Yeah.
I would definitely sit down when I'm done and enjoy this.
Right. Again, Howard Compton is here. Bobak from Straub Distributing.
Bobak, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, again, welcome to our Pearl Street Studios. We've been on the air for like a year and a half and
nice.
Doing some great things for artists. And once we launched this craft beer type of segment, I was all about it. We haven't missed a day since we started it a couple months back, you know.
Absolutely.
So you're always welcome to come to our studio and geek out about all these great drinks we try on a Friday.
Nice. Yeah, I've been listening to your podcast. They're awesome.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad to be here and glad to be a part of it.
What's your background like? Are you a Stella person or a beer person through and through?
I'm a beer person. I've been with Straub for 10 years now. So I started mm-hmm. as a sales rep with them and was a regional sales manager and been a brand manager for the past 3 years.
Great.
But I like all kinds of beers, lagers. I'm getting into the IPAs right now.
Cool.
And yeah, and ciders are great too. Ciders are actually on fire right now. And the whole category is doing great. It's just booming.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls in that sweet spot between, it's not beer, it's not wine, but it's so if people don't like beer, or don't like wine, they can prefer ciders and it's really great, refreshing, not too strong. So
what do you guys think?
I think it's great. I love it.
I was going to ask you, Jim. You like
it? I think it's very good. It's crisp enough where it's not too sweet,
mm-hmm.
so it's still refreshing without being cloyingly sweet like you'd get in some late harvest wines that I drink, like mm-hmm. the Gewurztraminer or late harvest Rieslings.
Right.
That'll have much higher residual sugar contents than this does. So it's really nice. It's still fresh and crisp. That's delightful. I would love to. It would be a great little thing to drink.
So Jim touched on something here, residual sugars. The less sugars, the residual sugars you have, the drier it's going to be.
Right.
The more residual sugars, the sweeter it's going to be.
It's not like you could dry hop something like this or dry apple it like a beer, huh?
Actually, there's a guy out of the Midwest, and he is barrel aging ciders now. He's doing them in bourbon barrels. He's trying new things, so he's on the cutting edge.
That sounds pretty good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, the Stella brand has been around since forever, huh?
About 600 years.
600 years? 600. That's crazy talk, man.
Wow.
Who created the concept of this beer, and was it found accidentally, and it just was a good recipe throughout 600 years?
Well, Stella was developed as a Christmas beer originally in 1366. And Stella, the name means star in Latin. Mm-hmm. And Dean Horn was one of the founders, and that's why it has a horn on the on his package.
That's cool. That's a very unique bottle.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
This is.
Yeah.
But so Stella's known for the Stella brand, which is on fire right now. Everywhere you go, you find Stella. And the Cidre is something that came out here a couple of years ago. It's a European cider.
Right.
So it's something that people are catching on to, and they like it, and it's in the middle of the road. It's not too dry and not too sweet.
And I imagine you could incorporate this in food, you know,
food, absolutely.
Not only as a pairing, but probably as an ingredient to bake stuff and add to certain dishes. Do you do that at home?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to try that for sure.
Like, right? Yeah.
I think
make
on the
pie with it.
Yeah, on the website, there's a lot of great info about the Stella Cidre. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Cidre.
Right?
Cidre. So when you go out and pitch this to places, what's your angle on pitching this to like a wine gallery or like just a regular, you know, middle to high end type of restaurant? What's the pitch to them on why they should pick this up?
Well, this is like a high end cider,
sure.
So it's pretty much like the Cristal of champagnes, right?
Okay.
Now. So it just pretty much sells itself, but you let them know that it's this name Stella. When you mention it and you tell them it's a cider, especially if they have wine and stuff, they're already familiar with it. And
right. I mean, I understand that if, you know, they're going to have probably beer, and obviously they're going to probably have wine,
right,
and champagne. But I'm trying to figure out how would you, you know, why would they want to pick this up versus what they've already got?
This category is one of the fastest growing categories. So
okay,
you want
so
to make sure you have something for everybody. A lot of the ciders that were coming out were too sweet, and some of the ladies liked them, but they're now gravitating to these more middle-of-the-road cider here.
Yeah, guys tend to like drier stuff,
you
and
know,
ladies
like
tend to
in
like
England,
sweeter.
Cider, okay, I lived there in the 90s, and I worked in a pub, and cider is very popular. And in England, sometimes people would say, oh, you're drinking a cider. Like an American will say, oh, you're drinking a cider. But they'd be like, no, cider sometimes has a lot higher alcohol content than the beer, at least there. And sometimes people would order, I think it was a snake bite. I think it was half lager, half cider.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. I think that was the name. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
You know, I could be wrong, but yeah.
They're also gluten-free, too. That's a big...
Oh, that's a big thing nowadays.
That's a big deal.
In California.
Right,
and
yeah,
you can make a lot of drinks with it as well. So it kind of dilutes some of the liquor drinks. You can mix it with it and make some great shots and mix drinks with it as well.
And what about mixing it into food for ingredient in food or sauces, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can...
Yeah, you totally could, right? You could make a good barbecue sauce out of this.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Or mix also and make a killer ingredient, a nice little apple pie, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Compliment those apples.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes. So it sounds like Mr. Kennedy is also a chef.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
No, just an interest. Just just obviously an interest in food. So. Watch a lot of Food Network TV along with other stuff. So.
From getting to know you, though, Jim, it seems like you definitely dig on the lighter beers.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ones that aren't too bitter.
Yep, I like the lower IBU beers, absolutely.
Absolutely, right? So this is probably right up your alley
absolutely,
as well,
yeah.
And you're a wine guy. We know
so what
all
about you, Mookie?
What about me what?
Do you like?
On this.
This is very easy to drink, very easy to drink. It sounds good. I guess it's like an acquired taste. You have to develop it, just like you're getting into IPAs now.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Fair enough.
And I'm learning more about wheat beers and ciders. So I could get with this, though. This is good stuff.
It's so easy to drink. That's why I like it.
Yeah. It seems like a pretty low alcohol.
Wait, so you can buy this in the store?
Yes, yes.
Really?
4.5%.
Like any store or like Whole Foods type or Trader Joe's?
Yes, yes.
They have actually available right here at Albertsons, Ralph's, right next to you. Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rite Aid has
them.
Hey, you could buy the 12-ounce bottles, the 4-pack, or you could buy this 22-ounce bottle.
The 22 looks damn classy in that bottle. I would show up at a cocktail party and bring that.
Good, good.
So what's approximately the 22-ounce going to set you back in the stores?
About $5.
Okay.
$5, $6.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Yes.
Right.
So, Mookie, I know he's a big IPA guy, Bobek.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're stretching yourself and growing a little bit and trying something different.
Right.
Here.
I would have never done it if it wasn't for you guys.
Right.
But, broaden my horizons, please.
And just like an apple a day keeps a doctor away, a glass of cider a day keeps a doctor away as well. It's got a lot of antioxidants in it. More than just as much as red wine.
Just like apples. Yeah. Exactly.
I like it even better now.
Look at Bob Beck. He looks pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So, so you're not drinking, you're just enhancing your health.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. There you go.
Sounds great.
Don keeps on saying easy drinking. We use the word sessionable. It's a sessionable product. Right. Meaning you can sit down at one session and have multiples, like you're doing right now.
Right.
Now, you know how breweries are going to cans, and a lot of them use those dark, dark bottles because, you know, the sunlight getting in there probably isn't so good. Is there still an effect on the cider if it's exposed to the sun or anything like that? Because I did notice it's a clear, clear bottle.
Yeah, we don't have any barley or hops in this.
So it's okay.
It's not the same problem.
Yeah.
You still want to keep it in a cool spot.
Yeah.
And keep it out of the sunlight. Sunlight's not good for anything, not even our own skin. So we want to make sure we protect the product.
I've had warm ciders before. Have you guys?
Yeah. Well, they usually want to try them warm, but there's some, if they're a little drier, you can try them ice cold and they taste good as well.
What about this one, this particular Stella Cidre that this we're trying right now? It's good cold or hot?
Exactly. Wow. And you can also enjoy it over ice, too.
That sounds great. That. Oh, okay.
Because right now we're also available in cans, too. We have it in cans. The Stella Cidre is available in cans, too.
You sound like the most interesting man on earth. When you say that,
he's trying out for that job.
I am.
Right? But that's a different product that we don't like at all, I guess.
No.
Right? No, this is What's on Tap on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM, highlighting craft beer, highlighting all sorts of things. And today, a wonderful, wonderful cider. Perfect for the weather.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is something that would you'd, well, I don't know, I guess you could drink it in winter too, but I would just think of it as more as a summer or spring drink.
Oh, dude, I've been to up in Julian and having barbecue when it's super cold, when it's snowing, you know, and they offer cider there.
Oh, okay, sure. Really? But do they warm it then?
Yeah, and it's hot and it's delicious, you know.
But alcoholic cider?
Actually, that particular one is not alcoholic.
Oh, well, yeah. But are there alcoholic warm ciders? Like, you know, like the hot ciders? I think in France they do.
Because those are usually unfiltered products that you were drinking there in Julian. Yeah. They're unfiltered.
Probably and, right?
They're hot, yeah. This is a little different product. That has no alcohol in it. This has alcohol.
Those hot ones, they wanted you to add some whiskey in there or some whatever, you know, some rum.
Did you guys?
I did not. Oh. I had a beer. My girlfriend Kate had the cider with the whiskey in it.
Oh, there you go. Right on Kate.
But I think she would dig on this for sure if we found it out and about at a restaurant or a store, bring a bottle home or whatever. I'm already done with my glass.
Okay. Here, we got some more for you.
Now, did you know how many different varieties of apples there are out there?
Probably a million, and probably they all come from Washington State, I imagine.
Almost.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
The United States has 2,500 different varieties. In the whole world, there's 7,500.
That's probably more than there are wine grapes.
Exactly. How do you like them apples?
So, So the wizards at Stella probably chose a bunch of different apples to get the right product.
Right.
You know?
And then they found the Jonna Gold, which is a great apple. It's bigger, sweeter.
Yeah.
And when you have the right one, it's delicious.
And hand-picked from the tree.
Hand-picked from the tree.
Yeah.
By beautiful ladies.
Wow.
So that's a yellow apple then?
It's a Golden Delicious, and the Jonathan got together. They had a baby.
That's so they crossbred. So they crossbred. Oh, okay. Exactly. Very good. Okay.
Wow.
Talking about having babies, Bob Eck's going to have a baby.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that your first? Or?
First, yes.
Aww. Oh, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of work there.
Super excited and super nervous.
Right. Dawn's a mom. She can scare you with what's going to happen for the next
My daughter was throwing up all morning. There you go. She's 7.
There you go.
There was a thing actually I just heard coming in here about there are the hottest thing in wine right now are mommy wines. People that are marketing wines to mommies. Literally.
I don't think you need to do any more marketing of that.
There's like a half a dozen brands right now out there that are like... Yep. That are marketing to moms.
I think
for
that you don't need to do that though. Moms like wine regardless.
Well, I think they would pick one if it says like, you know, mommy time or whatever.
No, I probably wouldn't have.
Mommy juice or whatever.
No.
And ciders work for that as well too.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot lower alcohol
beer.
Solution too.
It's a little better for them.
4.5 on this Stella.
I find that I'll drink a champagne and it's just, I don't know what it is. It gives me a headache. It's too bubbly for
it's
me.
Hard sometimes.
You know, I could drink this easily. Yes. Stella cider.
Yeah, this is very sessionable.
There you go.
Good
sessionable.
Term. good term there, Jim Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy's listening.
So do they say where the apples come from? That, what kind of apples? Did you say they were the Red Delicious?
They're Jonna Gold.
Jonna Gold.
Jonna Gold.
I imagine they grow them right there.
So this is, oh, here?
In the UK.
In the UK. No. Right. Oh, the UK.
The Jonna Golds can be grown anywhere because they don't need hot climates, but
yeah.
When they're grown in the right climate.
Is Stella based in the UK or France?
Belgium.
Belgium.
Belgium. Yeah, Belgium.
Oh, Belgium.
Oh, yeah, we knew that.
We're doing Belgium. Right? Okay. I'm sorry. Right,
yeah. We also know that once we get to the beer, you know, there's a very specific way to pour it. Isn't that like a nine-step process?
Yeah. I did that event last night.
Yeah.
Nine steps.
Yeah.
Yes. We
so
have a special
cool.
cart, and it's nice. And there's a drip catcher you use. It's a neat way to do it. It
so
draws
cool.
attention, yes.
Right? I mean, I can't wait to try the Belgian beers. Are you coming back for a future segment?
Oh, man,
I would love to.
If you invite me back, I would love to come
back. Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, on that nine step, they use a knife on there for beheading.
Yeah.
We have to keep that away from Mr. Kennedy. He might want to use it on his component.
And Howard, too, because if you don't follow the nine steps, Howard will behead you, too.
I'm by the rules.
Yeah. Are you very rigid, yes. Howard?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Howard's a purist.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Is what you call that, right? Yeah. You probably are against the designated hitter in AstroTurf.
Yes. How can you play baseball on AstroTurf?
Right. What's your weekend looking like, you guys? Any big events for you?
I'm free this weekend, actually, so this is good. But we're coming up to our busy season. Bob Beck and I will be busy. He did the mud run last weekend, so he was quite busy last weekend doing that.
Right. Fun.
Tomorrow I got to go do the baby registry. So
ooh.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond or Home Depot
exactly.
if there's enough time. I don't know if there'll be enough time.
Mookie, you have to ask Bob Beck how he greets his sales reps on the meetings.
Yeah, man, I hear you're very good to your people, man.
I try to be, you know.
How do you greet them for a 6 a.m. meeting?
With a big good morning!
Right.
Channeling Robin Williams there?
Yeah. Exactly. And if you're not up after he does that, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, someone's got to rile up the troops,
you
know.
Wakes them up.
Right?
Know?
Yes.
Get ready to take on another day. Here's what we did today. We overbooked ourselves. It's crazy. Yep. Rome is here. He's going to perform for us live
right.
in the Hall Street Studios.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. He's sweeping up and through, up and down the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know Rome from Dirty Heads as a collaborator, mm-hmm. As the second incarnation of the band Sublime. It looks like he may very well perform for us in our Pearl Street Studios
yes.
before our Coach House show this evening. So we're going to wrap it up pretty soon on our What's on Tap segment on member-supported radio, KX93.5. By the way, intern Scott is here.
Hello there.
Yeah, you have to say hi in your trademark good afternoon, Laguna Beach.
Good afternoon, Laguna Beach. This is intern Scott saying hello there.
What do you think about this cider that we're drinking today?
It's good.
Is it good?
Boy, he looks pretty sharp in that hat.
Yeah.
He's got a nice red and black Budweiser hat on for
nice.
Courtesy
for those
of Straub Distributing.
Yes.
Yeah. Courtesy of Howard and Straub Distributing, absolutely.
Right.
Not me, Bob Beck.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob Beck.
I don't have many goods, so I just have to bring myself.
Oh.
Today we launched a new product called Johnny Appleseed, and I know Don is a cider fan,
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to bring her a product to give her so she could try it.
Oh, that's perfect.
I will definitely open that soon.
You have to report back next week.
Sure,
and
I'll
let us know how that was.
Maybe even like later tonight.
Because I don't want to take away from the show, and I know
Johnny
you got people coming
seed,
in.
Hard apple cider.
Maybe we can have.
So what's the difference between a hard apple cider? I've seen that a lot on the cider. So what's the difference between
that's
that?
That's the same as
Stella. Oh, does that one say hard also?
Yeah.
Oh,
that means it has alcohol in it.
Oh,
so
right.
That's the ones you like.
Cider. Yeah. I'm going for that. And it has 5.5% alcohol.
Yeah,
value.
A little more than the other one. So it might make you happier faster.
So basically, that's not mommy wine.
They
that's
had like 9.5. Like yeah. They are insane. Like
that's insane.
Compared to the beer.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong. And there was like a campaign, I think, because younger kids would want to drink them. Because the drinking age is younger in England anyway, but still
12.
It would entice them to,
mm-hmm.
to drink.
Is that why you moved there?
No, I was already over a drinking age. Yeah, I was 22.
We are on an FM radio station. What music are you digging on these days before we wrap it up?
I listen to everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock, indie rock, a
mm-hmm.
little bit of hip hop, R&B once in a while.
Right on. We don't play much hip hop or anything, but doing this non-com thing, it's amazing. We could take a chance on a record and do really cool things for artists. So you definitely got a lot of independent artists on this station, and it's been killer so far, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Bob Beck's in the corner cubicle behind David there, and he always has his headphones on, so he's
listening
always
to something.
Yes.
Cool. Or maybe he just doesn't want to pay attention to anybody else in the office.
Maybe he's just trying to drown out Pixlr.
I'm listening to the podcasts.
Yeah, good answer.
Oh, good answer.
Man, good
That's
answer.
That's what I'm listening to.
But, good answer.
It was very nice to meet you.
Very nice meeting you. It was a pleasure.
Please come back anytime. I guess this whole month we'll be highlighting the best of Belgian beers.
Yes.
So we'll definitely get into that. But again, this is the Stella Cidre, almost pronounced like the most interesting man in the world. and it's available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right. I'm going to have, I could eat this with baby back ribs or drink this with baby back ribs even, and may very well do that later.
Nice. Well, Beck has the sales reps putting up displays. I went to Total Wine, saw a huge display up there.
Yeah.
So he's getting ready for summer. He's doing things the right way.
Right. An all-out promotional blitz on everybody. Exactly. You got to get the word out in this
Absolutely.
With this thing. Yeah, man. Anything else to touch on, everybody, before we kind of wrap it up and do an in-studio with an amazing musician?
No, I want you to get to him. I know you always give us extra time, so thank you, Mookie. And I know today's something special here. So
yeah, feel free to hang. Yes. You can pop on the air with us, you know, if you want to just do that. And, again, thanks, everybody. Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, I think we should get Dawn to test the hard apple cider and report back, after the music program.
No problem, but I'm going to be videotaping, so probably I'll just wait.
What about Rome? You think Rome will want to try it?
I have no idea.
I heard he likes cider.
I have no idea.
You know what? We'll leave a couple for him.
I'll definitely give you a report.
They're good sports in the next room, being very patient before we rip into the segment. You guys are freaking awesome. Please hang out. We're going to play music all the way up until 7 p.m. Then we got community programming. That's it.
Who's doing community?
Kenny Big Daddy Williams is at 7 o'clock, the Blues Show. And then there's a happy hour show, which is Johnny, myself, and the other Donnie B. And we have a three-hour show tonight. I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way to 11.
Because that's really
we're
what
covering
you need.
For someone else. But
you need
it's going to be
extra
super fun
hard
show.
That's a good name for your show. You're always happy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're always happy. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have some new music, too.
Well, it's called Don and Don, so it's the double D's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double D's.
Johnny
yeah.
Dog and the double D's on the happy hour program.
And it's going
to
be fun.
All right. I'd love to wrap out more, but thank you for bringing the cider. It was a pleasure to meet you, man.
Thank you very much.
All
thank
right.
You for having me.
Find our podcast online, and we'll talk to you again next week for another What's on Tap. Thanks again, Howard.
Yeah, I was just at Albertson's, and that guy was saying, hey, I'm hearing your podcast. I've been listening to him, so... That's right down the street, so that's good to hear.
That's Albertson's, awesome.
Yeah, Albertson's been a supporter of us selling our tickets in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I hear nothing but good feedback. We're going to keep generating content and keep doing it every week.
When's the day of that show? It's coming up pretty soon.
We're doing a Craft Brews and Views event. It's happening the last Saturday of this month. It's a fundraising event for KX93.5. The Stella brand will be there. Golden Road out of Los Angeles and Goose Island.
Right.
Did you see Golden Road was on an episode of Workaholics?
I did not.
Oh, it's hilarious. Really? Yeah, the whole episode, these guys are trying to impress a bunch of college girls, and they were trying to get them beer, and they try to hijack a Golden Road truck, and they end up in the brewery, and they want to steal all the beer for these college chicks that they want to hang out with.
That sounds like Richie.
I got to watch that.
That's
right.
Funny.
Those guys are hilarious.
I saw it on demand, so yeah, Golden Road is featured up on there pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it.
Thank you.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
This has been What's on Tap. Listen on Fridays at 4 p.m. for more brews and beer tips.